You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudet. As Halloween approaches, perhaps you're looking for some horror films to set the mood. Well, that's where the Idaho Horror Film Festival is coming in. Now in its sixth year, the event will take over the Egyptian Theater in downtown Boise Friday through Sunday with exclusive screenings, 50 short films, and some celebrity guests in the horror genre. Festival organizers are hoping that this weekend will bring something for everyone. And here today to talk about the event is Molly Decker. She is executive director of the Idaho Horror Film Festival. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gemma.
So where did you get the idea to start this festival 6 years ago?
I know, right? Especially because I do not particularly like the genre.
You're kidding.
I don't.
How funny.
There's actually a few of us as organizers that don't either. But what we do like is what it can provide for Idaho filmmakers, which is access to exhibition that they don't normally get. And it's typically what emerging filmmakers make.
Really?
Yes.
It kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah. And not just in Idaho, worldwide.
So when you got this idea, talk to me about that first festival, because, I mean, it seems pretty big now.
Yeah. It is. That first year was not big. It was definitely trial by fire. But we do try to be very filmmaker-centric, and I think that's what has kept the festival growing, is that I think a lot of festivals are more geared towards the attendees. And we try to be very conscious of who comes and provide extended networking for them.
So these 50 short films, then, are these local filmmakers, or what does
they're
that
international
look like?
Yes, we do have 5 films from Idaho. It's our Spud and Guts category.
Spud and Guts.
Yes. And it's free for Idaho filmmakers. But yes, there's films from all over the world.
So was there anything else like this in the Treasure Valley when you started this?
No.
And that was part of it?
Yeah.
So even though you don't like necessarily the genre, and I would be there with you.
I appreciate it.
I like scary movies. Mm-hmm. I don't like gory movies.
Well, and that's the thing about horror, is there's such a huge spectrum. It can be sociopolitical.
Yeah.
It could be, I mean, it runs the gamut. We've got a lot of really fabulous comedy horror shorts. So it really, there is something for everyone. And particularly the educational components of the festival, the panels. If you're not a horror fan, these panels are free and open to the public. They're at the Owyhee, and they really get down to the brass tacks of how to make movies.
Okay, so talk to me about that aspect of it then, this educational component.
Mm-hmm.
Because who goes to these panels then?
Yeah, well, it is geared towards all ages. So we have young teens that come, and we have people that are in their 70s that are interested in making movies. So this year you'll see panels on how to market your film after you've made one, how to finance a film in the Mountain West. We are a state without tax incentives, but Montana just passed a fabulous Media Act, and we are trying to create more avenues for filmmakers to take advantage of that. And then we just have a filmmaker roundtable. So if you are interested in making a film, you get to talk to filmmakers who are doing it.
So with that, I would think, too, that just the idea of filmmaking has evolved so much in 6 years, especially when you talk about, like, you've got some, you know, teenagers and all of that coming to these events. I mean, they've grown up with an iPhone in their hand, basically.
Yeah, the digital landscape is definitely changing the film game. And you see it from an independent standpoint all the way up, and it's touching now all of the big studios. You know, you used to see these, they'd put out 40 films a year, and now they do 3 or 4.
Well, and if you think back, and I'm dating myself here, think back to the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, 25 years ago.
We have the director here in town.
You do?
We do.
No.
Yes.
See, I was going to say, I was like 5 when that came out.
But,
you know, I barely remember it. But that was so innovative.
Yes.
When it came out. And I remember seeing it, and the theater that I was in, and who I was with. And it was so scary.
Yes.
But there was nothing really that happened.
Yeah, it's a psychological.
It. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And those are the ones that are actually most terrifying to me.
I agree.
Yeah. And Dan is here, Dan Myrick, the director of Blair Witch Project. And we did a screening of the Blair Witch last night at Woodland, and he brought his 14-year-old son, and he screened it for the first time.
Stop yesterday. It. So his son had never seen it? Oh, yes. My gosh. Okay, so did his son like it, or was he like, seriously, no. Dad, I could have done better?
He had his dad sign a poster. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen. Yes.
So because you know he's going to go sell it to somebody. Yeah.
I'm just making money on that.
Right? I mean, yeah. Come on now. Because he's like, Dad, I mean, you have to sign my homework. Like, this yes. ain't no thing.
I think Dan said that. Like, I sign your report cards. You really want me to sign this? But Dan is a lovely touchstone for all of the filmmakers that are visiting because, like you said, he did really break the mold in so many
ways. He did.
Yes. And he's got a new film.
Does he?
Yes. It's premiering at the Austin Film Festival later this month. But we get a very special test screening tonight.
You do?
We do.
So have you been able to see it yet?
I am seeing it for the first time tonight at 7. Okay. But I have seen the trailers, and I'm very familiar with Dan's work. It's exciting.
So since you've seen a little bit of it, is it similar to The Blair Witch, or is it a completely different shift?
Completely different shift. I would say it is more in the genre of docudramas, and it focuses more on the paranormal or, you know, that kind of alien thing. But it is beautifully shot, and Dan is really going back to his roots. Very excited to see where this film goes. I think we're going to see this one just explode in a very similar way to Blair Witch.
So you said a special screening tonight. Is that open to the public, or is it just...
I would say, you know, go on to Instagram and message the festival. We'll get you in there.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the festival officially begins tomorrow, right? It's Saturday, Sunday?
It actually began last night.
Okay, last night.
Yes.
Okay. And so what can people expect for the rest of the weekend? I mean, so we've got Dan
coming. Hoping to, scare the pants off of everybody.
Right.
In some sense of the word. But no.
Now keep your pants on, people.
I know. People, keep your pants
on. Come on now.
I know. It is a lot of fun. We do start screening tonight at 7, or excuse me, at 5, and we go all the way to midnight, and we have late night happy hours that happen, lots of little pop-up events. Saturday, we open with a free children's screening of Disney's Halloween Town, and that's free and open to the public, so we do try to have really conscious programming for all aspects of the community. And then we do the H48. 48-hour filmmaking competition.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so people have already had to sign up for that, right?
Yes. Those films are in the can, but you can screen them at Idaho Horror.
Talk about that really quickly if people haven't heard of this contest, because it's fascinating.
It is a lot of fun. And with horror, there's no holds barred. So it's kind of...
It's just a horror trying to do that,
yes,
I would think,
yes.
Right?
It's an amped-up version of I-48. So you get a line of dialogue, a prop, and a theme. And you have 48 hours to get that done. So I think they have 13 teams. There'll be 13 films that will be screening. It's a lot of fun.
Do you screen those beforehand, or is it all a surprise?
Well, H48 has their own screening panel.
Okay.
Yes. So they handle, you know, who their winners are. But we provide them a home because that's important to us.
Well, and it just, what a great idea, right? Mm-hmm. To give filmmakers or people that might want to be going into this that opportunity.
Well, having that film-to-filmmaker connection is so valuable, both to people that attend these festivals and for the filmmakers themselves. There's a lot of networking and collaboration that comes out of festivals like this. So for me, that's been very rewarding.
Okay, so I have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the Egyptian Theater.
Yes.
You've had it there before. Is it haunted?
It is.
Okay.
It is. There's a projectionist that died years ago. And
In the theater?
In the theater. And
I've heard about
that. Yeah, he haunts it. We had a paranormal group out last year that... had all sorts of little spikes in there.
Have you felt it? Like, have you?
I have not. I kind of lose my mind during this weekend, so I'm all over the place. But I think if I sat quietly, I might. Mm.
See, I tend, like, when I go into places where there is paranormal activity, this might sound a little cuckoo, but because it would scare the bejesus out of me, I think, if I ran into a real ghost, I like to just tell them, like, hey, we can share the space, but please don't. Come say hi. Don't.
I'm good.
Like, I got enough going on. Please don't do that. Okay, so tonight the screening's going all the way Sunday. Where do people find all the information?
You could go to our website, IdahoHorrorFilmFestival.org. We're on all the socials. At Idaho Horror. It's very, very unique.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I know. You'll just Google. Yeah.
We're the only one.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Gemma.
I've been talking with Molly Deckert of the Idaho Horror Film Festival, which is going on today through Sunday at the Egyptian in downtown Boise. Thanks again. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. We so appreciate your engagement with us, with you listening, engaging with us on social media. It's Friday. Go scare yourself with the Idaho Horror Film Festival if you want. Have a lovely weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.